So, as part of my interesting week this week, I found a new job. I am a registered nurse. I have been working during the COVID, and honestly, I've been a registered nurse since 2014. But mainly I've been working in long-term care. For the past 2 years, I've been working in a nursing home and or skilled nursing facility, whichever one you want to call it. But I've been working there, and at first things were great, actually, because I was asked to come there, by my previous director of nursing. I was working with, actually, my old unit manager. And so far, life was great. You know, we were all working together as a team with, like, the social workers, the dietary, and the rehab department. But then we were bought out by a corporation, as corporations do. At that time, we were privately owned. And at first, things were okay. You know, like, we're aware we're bought out. We're aware that, you know, some things are going to be changing, which they did. Like, we changed pharmacies, we changed different vendors and such. And you kind of expect that when a company takes over, they want to use, you know, what they're using at other facilities. Okay, fine. For me, that's fine if it's been working. But as time has told us, up until I found my new job, with these different vendors and all the changes, and it's not just like on the nursing end of things, because I know the vendor changes have greatly affected dietary and maintenance, which I know nobody really thinks about maintenance, but it's like, well, who fixes like the shower when, you know, the resident decides to put like a towel over or something? Or who fixes the toilet when like a confused resident decides to take their brief off and stick it in the toilet? Like, no one tells someone to do that. They just get confused and like, oh, well, you know, I took it off, it kind of looks like paper, so I'm gonna stick it in the toilet. It's like, no, that should go in the trash can. And you maybe should have waited for someone to come help you. But it's like, no, I'm an adult, I can do it. It's like, no, you're here because you... And it's like, that person is either demented or had a stroke or has, like, something organic going on with their brain where they... You know, they can't remember that I need help, I'm supposed to ask, you know, and they just do things. And we just gotta deal with it. But, more to the point, with the change of vendors, I noticed there was a drop in quality of what we were receiving. There was a drop in, you know, when we were receiving it. Because a lot of times, like, maintenance, dietary, and the medical supplies person would all report, you know, like, I put this order in, like, 3 weeks ago, but none of it has come. So, I'm sorry you guys are asking for, like, urinals or, like, other things. But, and I keep calling and I keep emailing, like, who I'm supposed to be at corporate or who I'm supposed to be contacting at corporate. But, like, nothing. Or they tell me it's on the way. Or they tell me, like, oh, they forgot to scan something so no one knows where it is. Or, oh, you know, we don't do, like, tracking of the shipment, but we know it's shipped and we don't know exactly where it is, but it should be coming to you, da da da. And then finally, whenever they do get it, it turns out to be like 2/3 or a half of what they ordered. And it's like, well, no, I have my original order thing like right here, this is what I ordered. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, it's not like the delivery guy's fault because he just delivered it. He brought what they told him to bring. And it's like, well, but that's not what I ordered. And then it's like, oh, well, we cut your order because, you know, we're trying to keep inside this budget. And the budget dictates that, like, da da da. But it's like, but I put in that order for a reason. So then you know, the supplies are used up quicker because not that much of it came. And yet we're still providing like the same level of care for these residents. And then we started receiving more residents with like wound vacs and tracheostomies, which are famous for rehospitalization just because of the acuity. Because someone comes in with like a hole in their neck. There's a lot of equipment you need for that. And it's like, when is the last time that the staff had to treat someone with a hole in their neck? It's been quite a while. But I just feel like, yeah, but it did not go well overall. And things weren't going well before COVID hit. And unfortunately, when COVID hit, it hit hard and pretty much exposed everything that wasn't going well. Just put it up front. And then as more staff, including myself, got sick, then, you know, things just snowballed. And then pretty much when, I'd say about like 70% of people maybe were back, they said, oh, all our staff is back, so we're going back to business as usual. And I'm like, nothing's business as usual after COVID. What are you talking about? We have so much more like focus on infection control and just like focus on different things at all. Like, who's actually going to be doing like all the staff testing? And then they decided to have corporate people come in like daily because there were major issues. There were major issues stemming, you know, from things that happened during COVID. And, you know, it is what it is. Like, there were major issues, and you can try and work and correct them, but it's not going to be overnight because we're still working on getting staff back in here, either because they're still sick or there were some staff who just quit, or there were some staff who changed their status from like full-time to PRN or full-time to part-time. So then that's like an open slot. But pretty much if the staff member was still working, they viewed it as, well, you know, they're still here. It's like, but they're PRN though. Like, they're not regularly scheduled. And they only pick up like some of the shifts they used to do, not all of them. Because a lot of people went PRN because it's like, well, I used to be able to work 7 to 3 because my kids were like in school, and when they weren't in school, I could put them in like summer camp or something. Well, obviously because of the coronavirus concern, they're still debating whether schools are going to start up, and there definitely wasn't any summer camp. So it's like, nah, and I don't have like money stretched in as is. I don't have money for like a babysitter, and what babysitters is actually open having like 5 or 10 kids in the same space? No. So, like, I gotta stay at home. Like, someone gotta stay at home with a kid. And more often than not, you know, if they chose to stay home because, like, they're, especially for our GNAs, they're making maybe as much as the unemployment, which is $600, like, week, or, you know, maybe slightly more. But why would I want to work to make, like, maybe $60 more or even $100 more, and I'm doing like back-breaking work, and I'm taking care of like 8 to 11, like, even if they don't have a wound vac or IVs and stuff, why would I want to take care of, like, let's say out of like a 10 person assignment, 5 of them are total care, meaning I can't turn myself over in bed. I can't feed myself. I can't wash myself. I can't get out of bed on my own. You know, so I need help with everything. So if I got 5 residents like that, maybe 2 of them might be able to walk, but they're still pretty confused. So I gotta hopefully have time to redirect them. And then the other 2, you know, they might be okay, they might not. They might be walkie-talkie, but they're all confused as crap. And, you know, they're dressing themselves and, like, putting winter clothes and stuff on. It's like, No, Miss Jones, you can't. There's no need to wear a parka right now. It is 90 degrees outside. Please take that off. No, I don't want to take it off. Miss Jones, please take the parka off, you know. Why do all that when I can just be at home with my kid for, like, maybe it's $100 less, but I'll be at home with my kid, you know? Like, I get that, you know. I wouldn't do it because I don't have any kids, and be like, I wouldn't be able to live on that much money. But there are people who are already living on that much money, or possibly less. So then it's like, well, why wouldn't I stay home? And then I loved how they kept, like, putting letters out saying all the staff are back and da-da-da. And I'm like, no. That's why we still have, like, agency people working in here, because all our staff are back. But okay. And then really for me, the straw that broke it was when the corporate people came in and basically just were talking to myself, my staff, and the other admin staff like we're all idiots, and like we haven't been here working through COVID, and like we haven't been providing care to like these residents and stuff. And I'm like, you're just gonna come in and talk to us like that? You're just gonna come in and talk to us like we're just not adults, like we're children? Like, just like we're children. And just do it, like, day in, day out, and send even emails. Like, 2 or 3 page emails. Like, we're just idiots. And we're children. And then threatening people. And I'm like, even though we are in a COVID, like, pandemic, even in a pandemic, I do not have to be talked down to. You know, I am worth more than that. I was raised to believe I am worth more than that. So you know what? I'm going to be looking for another job. And if someone else wants to come in and be talked to like that, then they can go ahead. But I'm going to be looking for another job. And praise the Lord, I was able to find one. To where, you know, they were happy to have me. It was a very nice place. I met the staff. They were very nice. You know, I was able to, you know, because I like that they didn't let me in. They were like, no. They came to the door politely. And they were like, well, yeah, we'll check if she's here. But you got to wait here. Because I had a mask and everything on. It's like, no. Like, and I know any other person would have been like, oh, that's so rude. They didn't let me in. But actually, it's better they didn't let me in. Because it's like, they don't know who I am. Like, yeah, I say I'm here to see, like, I'm here for energy, but I could just see be some, like, crazy family member that hasn't seen their loved one for, like, 6 or 8 months, and I'm using any excuse to get in here to see my mom, which is understandable on one hand, but on the other hand, you could be a silent carrier of COVID, and you should not be in here. But, you know, they checked with their boss, and she came out and met me, and, you know, da-da-da-da, and it went great, but, I just learned from kind of this year, and especially the past few months, that I am worth more than being talked down to on a daily basis, and being overworked and told to sacrifice and not go home until I complete this, that, and the other. Also like a child. You know. So there's that. That was my big thing this week, that I ended that job, and I'm just going to relax this upcoming week and then start my new job the following week. But that was a big part of one of my changes this week. I wrote a poem about, I guess, everything with my job, kind of explaining why I left and just how I feel about it, and the feelings kind of came out in a poem. I called it The Queen's Paean. Paean is it's kind of like a celebration hymn or a song or poem. uplifting or extorting something. So again, this, I call this poem the Queen's Paean. My worth is not defined by you or anyone else. I am a grown woman, responsible for my mistakes, responsible for my victories. I deserve respect as long as I give it. I will not be spoken to in a manner that I view less than. Not like a child, not like I am dumb, not like I am crazy. I earned a place in the world by being born on this earth. By attempting to diminish me, you lower yourself to the base of a gutter. Focus on yourself. As I focus on exploring my hobbies and interests, I'll grow. My worth will never lessen, only increase. I look forward to the day that you'll feel as I do. And just as a bit of a happier note, within like the last week and a half, I had been looking for some places to buy some more masks because I do like the ones I have. They have ones like a Final Fantasy one. Several are, two of them are like Harry Styles ones. One's for Adore You and the other one's for Watermelon Sugar. And one is just like a black one with like this pretty rainbow butterfly pattern. But I notice my glasses and stuff fog up a lot whenever I'm wearing it, and it's kind of tight on my face, so it does make it unfortunately a little hard to breathe. But I want to be compliant and I want to wear my mask, so I looked on a couple sites. Etsy definitely has like a lot to offer as far as masks and water bottles and other things, but they didn't really have any deals going on for masks. The mask I got before was from Redbubble, another site, and they have an app as well as Etsy. And then if you use Rakuten, like I do, I think it's like formerly Ebates, you can get some cash back on there. They do cash back, I believe, quarterly. Where I did get my mask from, though, I settled on TeePublic. Like Etsy and Redbubbles, they support independent artists, and I was actually able to find a black artist. Who goes by capital G, capital D, B, as in like G, D, and then B, E, E. And the pictures and things on her mask and the artistry on them is phenomenal. They're all, it looks like, of black women, with all sorts of colors. I think the one I got, had blue, since my favorite color is blue, but she had like space themes, there was all nature, there was Black Lives Matter, it was a whole bunch of beautiful things. So I bought four since they had a deal. Since if you get, I think four, it was like 10 or 20% off. And then I also got a couple products from Minted Cosmetics. They have some beautiful lipsticks. I got their Red Lip Trio. I believe I did an Instagram picture with one of the colors. It looks beautiful. And then I got one of their nail colors called Brown and Bougie. I honestly just bought it for the name. It is a really nice brown though. And then just a little like coin purse, since my old one, I have no idea where it went. I had this little cute owl one, but I have no idea where it is. And then finally, I did finally find at least two anime that I want to watch. I was going to hop back into My Hero Academia, but they're on like season 4. I don't know if it's going to turn into One Piece where it has like 800 or 900 episodes like Bleach, and like more than half of it is filler. I don't know. So I figure, I'm like, I'm just going to ease into this thing, and then probably I'll add in some more Gintama later. But for right now, I'm watching Fire Force. I've seen a lot of things about that, and I'm like, what exactly is it? So it turns out there are different people born with, like, all fire powers. It's either they're able to control it on different levels. So it's either you can control the fire directly, like from some part of your body. I think the main character, Shinra, he controls his from his feet. And he's called like the
devil or devil's footprint. And then there are other people, they have like hands and they can do it for weapons and stuff, and do all sorts of things with like controlling heat and cooling things down and thermodynamics. It's actually pretty cool, just from a science standpoint. And then there are other people, before I get too bogged down into that, who can control it as long as they have like an accelerant. So if they started a fire, after they light it, they can control it. I think the two on the fire brigade, the lieutenant and one of the others, she likes making them into cute little creatures, which is adorable. And the lieutenant is horribly mean by like putting them out, and he's like, you're playing with it, you're not using it, so I have to extinguish it. And he usually uses it with his guns and just is a sadist and just shooting everyone and everything, and just he's deadpan and he's hilarious. But it follows Shinra serving with the 8th company, and their role honestly looks to be like the internal affairs of the fire brigade and trying to figure out what is causing people to spontaneously combust and turn into infernals and start fires. And then some infernals like retain some of, I guess, their human aspects. So one guy, unfortunately, he had turned into an infernal, his wife had before, and he was just sitting at the dinner table because he knew it was going to happen to him, but he also didn't want to injure his daughter, so he's just sitting there waiting for the team to like put him out. And then of course you've got the crazy serial killer one who turns into an infernal and he just wants to go and murder more people. But it's a fairly compelling show because Shinra, he wants to be a Hinra. He wants to be a hero, but at the same time he realizes that requires a lot of work. It is kind of silly at different points to say you're a hero at different points just because it sounds silly. And then unfortunately for him, he has like this horribly creepy smile where he looks like he's about to do something terrible to you when actually he's just trying to show that he's happy, or that unfortunately he's unbearably nervous. And I realize that feeling well. I feel like if there was a smile to describe how I look when I'm nervous, that would be my smile as well. The second show is based off of a Korean comic that I started reading the webtoon, and apparently it's a Crunchyroll original. It's called The God of High School, where it's basically like a fighting high school fighting competition, and they have like grown people fighting with like high schoolers, and pretty much it's weapons and no holds barred. And the animation based on the comic is excellent, and the animation studio, I think it's called MAPPA, maybe they can animate 7 Deadly Sins, or maybe they'll get the first studio that did 7 Deadly Sins. I don't know, but they need to fix that. But we'll see. I'm hopeful for that, because you can't just do Bond and Meliodas like that. You can't. They got, you know. Anyway, that's all subject. It revolves around these three teenagers. There's Miri Yu. She's the female. I don't know what it is about like having a teenage girl fight in her skirt uniform. Like, just logistically, that doesn't make sense, because I'm sword fighting in a skirt. I'm using like a wooden sword in a skirt, and then I'm gonna get pissed when people like look at my panties. But I'm wearing a skirt, and I'm also not wearing like any shorts or anything under it, so I don't know. Just I don't. But I know that's like a traditionally, it seems to be apparently in Korea and Japan, like an Asian ichi hentai thing. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And then you've got, oh Lord, he reminds me of Luffy in that he's just so happy-go-lucky, and, oh gosh, now I can't remember his name. Oh, that's horrible. But anyway, he looks a little like a monkey, but he was raised by his grandfather. That's so horrible to say. He was raised by his grandfather, he lives alone. And he's chilling, he's fighting, he uses Taekwondo, and apparently a very strange Taekwondo. And then you have Daewei Han, I believe, who honestly, out of the three of them, has the most compelling reason for competing in this competition. Because if you win the competition, you'll have any wish granted. And I guess for the story, this is all spoilers, but he wants to have his wish granted for his best friend who has leukemia. And he's like working 3 or 4, it seems like, part-time jobs while he's going to school to help pay for his friend's medical bills, in addition to his friend's sister also like pitching in and working different jobs to pay for his medical bills. Like, I don't know what kind of medicine they're giving him. Apparently, I guess, this chemo drugs and stuff. Like, it is insane how much that costs and to have like some high school kids working. But out of the three, he's got the most compelling. Mira's reason is to restore her family's like sword fighting technique, because I guess she was an only child and her father died and the uncle is like, he sucks at it, and he, I assume he works somewhere else, but it's definitely not sword fighting. So her perception was, I need to find like a strong heir. It wasn't, she could be the strong heir and just hopefully find a dude equally as strong, maybe. And then the main character, who I still am drawing a blank on, he just wants to fight interesting people. That's basically his. He doesn't even have, like, he's just, I just want to fight. I'm like, okay, all right. But then as you read in the manhwa, it goes into, like, this whole other level of craziness, which you'll definitely have to read the webtoon on it. And I found a lot of interesting webtoons. I found webtoons with, like, LGBT characters. And then I've also found webtoons with actual, like, plus-size characters. And then, lo and behold, I found, like, webtoons with, like, Black and Hispanic and, you know, actual, like, brown. Not just, like, the... Because I find that in Korean and Japanese things, sometimes they're tan, but they're not considered, like, another race. But I'm like, bro, there is actually Black and Hispanic, and they're creators, and they're, like, making these webtoons and stuff. And I'll go into one of my favorites next week. It's just so adorable. It's, like, this little romantic comedy, and apparently... It's very funny and very silly. But that's what I have this week. Next week, I don't really have any skincare updates. I'm kind of getting back to a routine after my vacation. And trying to whittle what I have down, since I have so much. And then... maybe I'll try some Fenty one day. I don't know. Apparently it's supposed to be good for hyperpigmentation. But we'll see if I actually am able to work down the amount of skincare products I have, which is a lot. And then I'll just keep you posted on how the job is going. And then hopefully I'll be further along in watching some more anime, so I can update you guys on that too. And then just as a side note, even though there's a new patch out for Final Fantasy XIV, I'm the type of gamer that once I start playing one game, I kind of just keep going back to it until I finish it. So I picked up Final Fantasy VII, the remake, and I've been going hard at it. I think I left off in, I think, chapter 6 or 7, and then now I'm in chapter 14. Before you're about to infiltrate the Shinra building, and I've completed all those missions. I'm just going to double check when I go back in to make sure I really have completed all those missions. Because I don't want to miss anything, even though, yes, you can go back and complete it. But I'm the type of person, if I can complete it the first time, you know, cool. But I know it's designed to be played through multiple times. But I do have to say, overall, I am enjoying the game. I did play the original a lot, and I do notice stark differences. But so far, I mean, so far it's mostly positive differences. You know, because Cloud, he's actually much more vocal. He actually interacts with the other characters and is actually seems much more caring than the original Cloud, who's much more cold. And actually, this era, she's very peppy. And I'm cool with peppy, but she, you know, but I also know it's a part of her just pushing down whatever negative feelings she has, because she's constantly tracked throughout her life, so she may as well enjoy, you know, the slums and things around her. You'd think the Turks and stuff would maybe take her out of the slums and put her into the plate, but, you know, it would make it easier for her to track her and her mom, but, you know, thinking. I don't know. But I do love, I am thoroughly enjoying Barrett so much. It's so funny. When he sings the victory song, it's so funny. It's so funny. They'll just do it randomly. And I love that even when, like, after you finish a battle, they have the characters make, like, little remarks to each other. And it's a really nice touch. And I really like it overall. And I do like, yes, it's kind of similar to, I guess, Kingdom Hearts, where you're kind of pressing buttons and stuff. But there's also a tactical component to it. And if you are not quick, and it doesn't have that quick time thing unless you're in certain stages. My one pet peeve is I want to replay the dance that Cloud does. I want to replay the practice dance, and I want to replay the real dance. And I should have the right to do that, whether or not I've played through once or twice. I want to replay that just for the heck of it. It's so funny. I'm like, what? I thought it was going to be like some little two-step. Nah, he got in there. He bent down. He was getting into it. I'm like, well, all right. And that's all so he can save his best friend and make sure she doesn't end up some weird overweight fat man's bride. Like, that's dope. But anyway, until next time, everyone. I rambled a little bit. But anyway, until next time.